Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. You guys, I am excited today and just honored to have in the studio with me my co-host. I'll let him introduce himself.
Hey, good evening and good afternoon, everyone. This is Kenyon Prezi. I'm glad to be with you all this evening on the Crystal Chanel Show.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that introduction. And also my guest I have in the studio with me, Rob Johnson, you guys, Rob Johnson. Rob Johnson is a good friend of mine. We have been friends for a while, Rob. I don't know how many years now, but I've lost track. But he is a awesome individual and just excited about, you know, listening to his story and his testimony on this afternoon. So, Rob, I'm going to let you introduce yourself. We'll go ahead and get started. And once you do that introduction, let's just go right into your story and your testimony. You just telling us your story and your testimony.
Sure, absolutely, Crystal. And Kenyon, welcome, man. Good to meet you, brother. Like I said, Crystal has said we've been friends for quite some time. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it has to be at least 7 years now that we've been acquainted and
yes,
going back and forth. With God bless that union and that relationship. You know, hopefully we will continue to be friends for many more years and, you know,
absolutely
work together and do more things. Like she said, my name is Rob Johnson. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, by birth. Lived in a couple of other places through my story and my struggle, L.A., you know, been to Chicago, been to Atlanta, here and there, just trying to make things happen the best that I can and letting God take control by stepping out of the way and let God do his thing, you know. Hopefully today we can get a better insight on my life, and my story may touch you in some kind of way, either directly or indirectly, by maybe giving you some insight on how what you have went through or someone that you may know have went through. So, yeah, I'm just excited and honored that Crystal has offered me the opportunity to share my story on her amazing show and the things that God is lining her up to do. So we're going to make this work, and, you know, for the next hour, hopefully we'll get some good dialogue going on, and we'll make a difference in someone's life today.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I don't know, Sister Crystal, if it's your standard to open up in prayer. And I know we've kind of gotten started this afternoon, getting right into the show. But, you know, for all of those that might be listening, mm-hmm. I'd like for us, if you'd allow me to pray and bless God in this place today. That
absolutely,
he be high and he be lifted up and that he be glorified as we do what he's called us to do on this afternoon. So for those of you listening, just join with us in prayer as we open up and go before the throne of grace on this afternoon. So we thank God and we give him all the glory. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you even now, O God, for this opportunity, O God, to come before you, O God, and we lift every individual up, O God, that might be listening, O God. And we pray that something that would be spoken today, O God, that would enlighten someone, O God, that it might edify someone. So, Father, we just pray that you would have your way, O God, through us, your servants, on today, O God. And we lift up, O God, our brother, O God, Rob Johnson, O God. And we just pray that you would continue to do a work that you started in him. And even this show, O God, we lift up Sister Crystal, O God. And, Father, we pray in now, O God, that you would continue to protect her, O God, as she grows in you. And all the things that you've called her to do, O God, we pray a wall of fire and a hedge of protection around the work that she's doing, that it might glorify your name in the earth, O God. And we just thank you and we bless you and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
amen.
God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. And Keon, do you actually have a scripture that you would like to share today, or?
Sure. It's just so funny that you said that. We happen to be in this season. We've been listening and being taught in this season about having faith and taking a leap of faith. And I just want to reiterate the already preached word that has gone forth this day already. It's just been ringing in my spirit, and it's from Hebrews, praise God, Hebrews chapter 11, and I don't know who this is for. It may not be for either of us that are in the studio today, but it may be somebody out there that might be struggling. Trying to understand the process, the place that God has them. And we just want to just release this scripture into the air today, into the atmosphere, that somebody is blessed by the word of God through his servant on today. Hebrews chapter 11, starting at verse 23, the word of the Lord reads, "By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw that he was a proper child and that they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season." And I just thank God for that word on today. And I'm sure my brother Rob will be coming forward and giving his testimony. And that was the word that the Lord placed on my spirit in this moment, in this hour, which it was, you know, a preached word earlier during the day. But I just thank God. And I'd like for us to understand, even as our brother comes forward and gives us a little history about his walk and his testimony, that we remain faithful to the things that God is doing. And as we go through the process, that we ask God to help us to surrender to his will and his way that he's planned for our life. So, Brother Rob, with that being said, I'd like to start off, if you'd allow me, Sister Crystal, with just forming a question with you this afternoon. Tell us a little bit about when you first believed, when you first came into the knowledge that God was tugging on you to be able to offer the salvation, the gift of salvation that was so readily available for you.
Yeah, it's been always, God has been in the forefront of my mind, but really when I got a close connection with God and what I really got answers and messages from God is for what I was going through back in 2000, November, December of the year 2000, right before my son was born. I literally lost my mind, and I was, you know, delusional, what the doctors like to call it, delusional and just paranoid, schizophrenic, and, you know, just hearing voices and things that were unreal. But to me, it was like I had a transition, because at that point I was, you know, transitioning from running the streets, selling drugs, running with gangs, and, you know, stealing and robbing. And, well, not actually robbing, but stealing more. So I guess you can call that robbing in the same token. I just didn't stick a gun up to nobody. It was basically stealing things that I knew were available that I had to get by. And I wanted mercy from that, because it was at a point where either I was going to lose my life or I was going to take someone else's life or be in jail or either turn down the drugs. And I didn't want that. So I had to break that cycle of abandonment from not being able to reach out to my father, knowing who he was in my life, you know. So during that time period, when I was hospitalized in a mental institution for about 2 months, I would pray, and I thought I was going through hell to get to a better place, you know, and I would isolate my, after I got out, isolate myself in a room in the back of my mother's house, my late mother's house, and I was just reading the Bible from front to back, from scripture, from book to book, end to front and back to back, praying, asking God to deliver me and get me back in my right state of mind. So at that point, I want to say, you know, and I'm still a work in progress, but God delivered me from that satanic force that was over my life and, you know, keeping me oppressed, because that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants to keep you confused and lost. He wants to take your focus off of God and what you're supposed to do. So at that point, you know, prayer definitely helped. And, you know, I remember my grandmother, you know, a strong spiritual warrior, you know, church lady all her life, never had anything to do with, you know, smoking or the negative ailments or vices of the world, you know. So she, even at birth, I was haunted by Satan. You know, I was born dead, and, you know, the doctor didn't sign my birth certificate because of that. And, you know, but my grandmother and mother refused to hear that. So my grandmother, she said a prayer for me, and as to my understanding, that prayer, after she said that, I came to life, and life was given to me, you know. So I've always been rooted with God in my heart. Even when I was doing wrong, I never really did anything to anyone directly that wasn't a part of the lifestyle that I was living. So indirectly, I see now on the outside looking in how that may have affected those that were in the neighborhood that I was, I guess you can say, terrorizing, selling drugs, you know. I understand what they were going through. But when you're doing that and you're in that lifestyle, you really don't pay attention, because you're in the devil's playground. You're doing Satan's work by destroying lives and, you know, for your own greed or your own necessities. You know, a lot of people want to say, well, I do this to take care of my family. You know, no, there's a better way, because when my son, when I walked away from that and my son was born, I would walk to work from, you know, a good few miles in the winter by myself just to get to work to make a minimum wage of $5.35 an hour, because I knew I didn't want to go back to the lifestyle that I once lived. So I worked a job, and gradually I moved up from, you know, dollar amount to dollar amount to dollar amount with a little bit of persistence and perseverance, you know. So there is a better way that you can do it, you know. That's just a cop-out saying that, you know, I'm going to do this to take care of my family because they won't give me a job. No, you can probably take a little work, and a lot of effort that you put forth in doing the negative things, if you put forth that same effort to try to do something positive and good, you know, God will bless you, and he will direct your steps, and he'll give you provisions to meet your needs until something better or something that you desire comes to fruition. But you have to put forth the work and give your all to God and serve God. You know, for the Bible says you should not serve two masters. Either you're neither lukewarm nor hot nor cold, so therefore I spew you out of my mouth. You can't serve two masters. You have to either be on one side or the other. You can't straddle the fence, if you know what I mean.
Amen, amen. And we thank you for that, Brother Rob. And that's just a testimony to someone that might be listening about where you are right now. We can't be confused about where we start out. We just have to make sure, as we pray and persevere and grow and mature, that the race is not won by the swift, but by the one that can endure. So I thank God for your testimony at this far about how, you know, you had some challenges in the beginning of your life, and God just brought you through and brought you a mighty long way. And we just thank God for the work. The Bible says that he who has begun a good work in me will complete it until the day of the Lord. So we're just thanking God for where he has you at this, in this time. And let that be a testimony to any person that might be listening. Don't get confused about your current situation. As Brother Rob has said, you know, there was a process that he had to withstand. Amen. So we just thank God for you. And Sister Crystal, if you'd like to elaborate on any of that, we just thank God for Brother Rob being transparent and sharing that portion of his testimony.
Awesome. And I just want to say that Rob Johnson has been through a lot, and God has been there in his life for him from day one. So the title of the show today is "I Almost Lost My Mind, But God, I Am Rob Johnson." And I decided to go with that title because it is very important for us to know that it's okay that, you know, it's been a time in the past where I'm sure there's more than, you know, just Rob and other people that's out there that have been in a situation where they almost lost their mind. And I was one of those people. So I just want to say that but God healed him, God delivered him, and he is able to still be here to tell his story and to tell his testimony, and also just to be able to help someone else that is currently going through maybe the same situations that he's already experienced and been through. So what I want to say, Rob, is there's somebody out there listening, and I'm sure that you would have some type of words of encouragement that you would want them to hear on today. Please tell us, you know, tell the listening audience, what would you say to that person that is currently going through some of the things that you've already experienced?
Yeah, I would like to say, you know, like I said, I'm still a work in progress, and each day is kind of like being in recovery. Each day that you wake up, you have to choose your mindset. You can say, I'm going to let my current situation get me down and have a bad attitude, or I'm going to stay stuck, or I'm going to press forward and do the things of the Lord, or do things that are righteous, and to do things that are going to be productive and progressive. So to those that I say that are going through something where you're out of your mind, find a support system, talk to someone, and go help, because it's not okay to be doing something that's irrational or, you know, out of your character or on the fence. You know, it's kind of a hard walk, but you got to do something that's going to product you and catapult you into the right state of mind, because abnormal behavior is not normal. That's something of the enemy. You know, he wants you to, like I said, to be confused, distracted, and doing things that are out of character that you normally may not be around. So think about this. If people tell you you're not being yourself, listen to that. You know, I'm not saying they're saying you're not being yourself because you're not doing or catering to whatever they want. But if you know how you once were and you feel a little bit different, don't be afraid to seek out help. You know, I'm not afraid to say that. Yeah, you know, I lost my mind, but God, because I literally lost my mind. I was laughing at myself and hearing voices and going through things, and that's a part of the mental illness, you know, that is so significant in many communities, but especially, you know, the community that's underserved or underpopulated or underdiagnosed is the African-American community. You know, we have a lot of these mental illness situations where we are so strong, it's rooted in God, that we said God will take care of it. But no, sometimes you need God, he'll take care of it. But in the meantime, he put people in place and things in place to help take care of it. So if you know that God is in the back of that or in the forefront fighting for you, you have to be not afraid to take the steps that he's lining up for you by talking to a therapist, maybe taking some medicine. If it's going to help stabilize you and balance you out and keep you focused and so-called what we call in a clear state of mind, you have to do that. That's what I do. You know, I'm not afraid to say that, yeah, without God on my side, my love of my wife, my son, they're my motivation and support of my family and them, I probably would have still lost my mind and never came out of it. But it was me who wanted to fight for what I knew that how I was. And I didn't want to stay at the bottom or stay in a mindset of confusion in a world of chaos. That's how it was for me, because think about this. If you are experiencing something, you know, heavy, you have a traumatic experience that takes you out of your element and gets you on a warpath or a violent spiral downhill or on a binge of drinking and using drugs that you weren't normally on, that's a spirit. That's a wicked spirit that is taking you out of where God wants you to be. And if you want to bounce back from that, you know, you don't want to be going in and out of jail. Those are all demonic spirits that gets you off focus of God and out of your family, taking care of your family. You know, so I would say to the listener today, to the young man, that's selling drugs, running with gangs, in and out of jail, not taking care of responsibility, wearing his, you know, pants sagging down past his buttocks, you know, not taking care of his hygiene, you know, to the woman that's out there stripping in the strip club or prostituting, or to the man or woman that's out there on crack or heroin, you know, that's destroying your life and you keeping you, you know, in a dark state of mind. And to the alcoholic who can't, who wakes up with a drink and goes to bed with a drink, pray and get into a support system. Pray to God first and foremost and say, God, if you just clear my mind and clear my heart and my conscience, take the taste out of my mouth, or heal me and deliver me from this crippling effect or this crippling advice. You know, I promise I'll give my life to you and I'll do right. And God will do it. You know, God will take care of you. If you pray out to God and seek God with all your heart and all your soul and your mind, and you get into the Word and you get yourself around a different circle of friends and family that are positive and productive, you know, I'm not saying perfect, but just somebody who's doing something where you want to go that can help you, or take advice. Don't be afraid to take advice, you know, from someone that's been down that road, you know, or maybe see something in you that you don't see in yourself. You know, God puts people and places and things in our life for a reason, in our path for a reason. And at the right time, at the right place, you will get your turnaround. It happened for me, you know. Like I said, I'm so thankful and grateful for all the people that came a part of my life and through my life, whether it was good or bad, because each person that God allows to come into your presence and paints on your wall, I once heard T.D. Jakes say, everybody that comes, your life is like a wall, and everybody that comes into your life paints something on that wall. So you have to be careful of who you let paint on your wall. Because you can have a pretty picture on your wall, or you can have a mess on your wall. And to me, you know, thankfully, the latter years of my life, after I got, I guess you can say, saved and born again, my wall is pretty clear and it's pretty. It's a lot of paintings, a lot of positive stuff on my wall. But when I was running the streets and doing bad and smoking weed and, you know, I never did any heavy drugs, drinking alcohol, going to the clubs and being promiscuous, you know, different people painted so many different pictures on my wall that I was confused. It's quite natural that you're going to be confused. And I like to say, when you're serving Satan, or when you're doing Satan's evil deeds and doing the working for Satan, you know, doing what you do that's not of God, you know, and then you cross over, that's enough to lose your mind, because you're transferring from one spiritual side to another spiritual side, and the forces are fighting to keep you back to where you were. And that's my story. That's what my belief. It's like, it was when it first happened to me, I was fighting to go to God, but Satan still had a grab on me. He said, you know, I gave you too much, and, you know, I did so many things for you, I'm not going to let you go. I literally heard of that. It was back in 1999. I was at a church in Los Angeles, California, First AM, that's First African Methodist Episcopal Church in Los Angeles, where my auntie at the time lived before she passed away, and I was going there. And on the program, it was like I literally heard a voice say, from the Satan, saying, you know, you're at the end of your rope. I can't use you no more. I have a son. And at that point, I knew that I had to fight for my son. I had to fight for my son's life. I had to really be there for him and make a transition, to break that cycle of being abandonment. I couldn't leave my girlfriend then, but I couldn't leave my wife and him, unborn child that's coming into the world alone. I had to fight to be there for him. Everything that I did, if I was to abandon them, I knew what I went through, and I knew what I put my mother through, being a single mom, trying to raise me, you know, and do the right thing. And I couldn't even fathom having that for my unborn child. So I knew I had to do something good and positive to be there for him. And it's been a blessing that God helped me be a part of his life ever since he was born, you know, at the hospital. Even though I was still going through my transition point at that time, you know, I was still delusional, thinking that I was in hell, you know, and God showed me some things, and he took me from that. But it's been a blessing, I tell you, serving God, because God opened so many doors for me. He opened my mind up. He gave me my mind back. Ever since then, I got a college degree, you know, not just an associate's, but a bachelor's, and halfway done with a master's degree. I may not be where I want to be yet, but I'm getting there. And the thing about it is, even if I never get there in this lifetime, I know that I set a legacy for my son to say, hey, you know what, you don't have to sell drugs. You don't have to run with a gang. You can do something positive. My son is so awesome, and that motivates me vicariously. I live through him because how he is, you know, dedicated to his schoolwork and doing what he thinks is right by his mom and dad. And even with the mistakes that he makes, he apologizes and he serves God. And one day I seen him on his knees praying to God. That let me know that I did something right. You know what I mean? And that's what it's all about. I feel if you bring forth a child into this world, if God allows you to bring a child into this world, it's not about you no longer. It's about that child. Because that's
Amen.
That's your guardian angel. For me, that's what it was. I prayed one night when I was running the streets. I remember praying, God, please give me a guardian angel to take me from this life and save me from this life and to save me. And then I found out she was pregnant. So that's my guardian angel. I know.
Amen. Amen. So, Brother Rod, I just want to make sure that the people of God that are listening, and sorry for cutting you off, I'm just getting excited listening to your testimony. And we just want to thank God for you being so transparent. And it's amazing now that God has brought you from one place to another, that God has allowed you to receive a gift through a son. And it's just amazing, man, for some of those that are praying and asking God to manifest their prayers in the natural. Because just like you were saying, you know, sometimes in the spirit we're hoping and we're praying and we're believing God for one thing or another. I'm just getting all worked up about how God has moved in your life. And the Bible tells us if he did it for one, he'll do it for another. So for those that have just joined us for the Crystal Chanel Show tonight, I just thank God for being in the presence of God and listening to our brother. Press 1 if you have any questions tonight. If you have any questions for myself or for Rob or for Crystal tonight, we encourage you, as we're moving closer to a break at this time, we just want to thank God. And as you're continuing to pray, as we're lifting up God and lifting up our brother Rob, we just continue to thank you for joining us on tonight. And we're in store for an awesome second half of the show tonight. So as we're moving closer now to a place where we're going to break, Sister Crystal is going to take us into a break, I just want to thank Brother Rod at this point for all that he's unloading and blessing the people of God with. So if you're listening tonight and you have any questions, we may even have some resources for you that you might be able to tap into some of the wisdom that Brother Rob is sharing with us tonight. Just call in tonight. Call in tonight, and Sister Crystal will give you the number and some other instruction as we move to a break. I just thank God for being in the midst tonight, and I just ask the Lord to continue to pour out his spirit on my brother Rob tonight as you're processing him and taking him from glory to glory. Thank God tonight for how things are unrolling and unfolding in Jesus' name. Sister Crystal, take us to our break.
Are you in the market for a complimentary facial treatment, lip treatment, or hand treatment? Then Crystal Chanel can help. If you would like to host a Mary Kay party, or you would just like to purchase something for yourself or someone else, maybe a friend or relative, please visit www.marykay.com/crystaljenkins or call 770-715-7949. That's 770-715-7949 to book your appointment or to place your order today. If your New Year's resolution was to get back in shape this year, well, Lifetime Fitness in Johns Creek can help. So be sure to get your results and call Adam at 678-722-5912 if you would like a free pass to the gym or would like to get information on how to join this awesome gym. And tell them the Crystal Chanel Show sent you. 11555 Johns Creek Parkway in Johns Creek, Georgia, 30097. GPS it and get your information today.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for that advertising tonight. We thank God for the Jones Creek Fitness Center over in Jones Creek, Lifetime. We thank them for being one of our proud sponsors tonight. And we're back to the Crystal Chanel Show tonight as we're going forward. And our guest tonight is Brother Rob, and he's been sharing with us tonight how he's been blessed. For God to bring him from one place to another. He has had some struggles in his earlier life. And our guest tonight, his name is Rob Johnson. And the title of the show tonight is I Almost Lost My Mind, But God. How many of us have been in a place where we've almost lost our mind? But we have our brother on the show tonight who has been testifying to the goodness of God in the land of the living, how God has snatched him out of a path of destruction, amen, where he would have ended up dead or in prison for life. But we thank God tonight for him being able to come forward and speak boldly about how God has done an awesome work. And I have a question for you, Brother Rob, tonight as others are joining us. Welcome again to the Crystal Chanel Show. If you have any comments at any time during the show, we just ask that you press 1. and we'll be able to answer your questions. And we just thank God again for our brother Rob. So, brother Rob, I have a question, man.
All right, before you ask that question, I think we should start off the second half. Let me read St. Mark 11 and 24 for the listeners and everybody on the line.
Amen.
St. Mark 11, 23 and 24. Go, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say until this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Amen, amen. We thank you for the word of the Lord. It is blessed. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. Don't get me to preaching in here, Brother Rob. But we thank God. We thank God for the scripture that you read. We just thank God for your life, man. And, you know, I heard you talk about a wife. We always hear that beside every good man is a good woman. So I'd like for you to give a shout-out to your wife and to your son tonight. And what's your wife's name? What's your wife's first name?
Mia.
We thank God for Sister Mia standing alongside you. We thank God for the woman of God who's labored and who's prayed. How has holding the office of a husband and a father shaped your walk presently as a Christian? And I'm simply just asking you, has your wife, your relationship between your wife and yourself, how has that influenced you? Has it given you a sense of responsibility in your present walk?
Man, that sense of responsibility is not even the accurate words to say that. It's a sense of responsibility, but it's also atonement and a sense of necessity and a sense of gratitude and everything. You know, my wife and son, and my wife, she's been there with me, you know, in the beginning of the onset where she literally could have said, you know what, this is too much for me, I'm going to walk away or not be there. But she was there by my side. Even the times that we had, you know, we were going back and forth arguing and fighting, you know, and it's just, she's been my support. You know, she's truly been a blessing to me to help me, my motivation to get back to a place where we can be cordial and on the same page and be in peace with each other and be a good
person. How long have you guys been married?
Oh, man, we've been married 8 years now, but we've been on this journey for 18 years. We've been blessed to be together for 18 years. You know?
Hallelujah. And your child, how old is your child?
He's 15. Like I said, man.
Wow.
Like I said, when we went to see the first psychologist, when they told me that, you know, when I was diagnosed with my mental illness, told her that she should run because I'll never be normal again and she won't be happy. But God, I almost lost
Amen.
My mind. But God, you know, that was God. And our story is so similar. Our past, I know God brought us together for a reason. She's always prayed for a man to love her for who she is, despite of her flaws, and that's how I do. No matter what she does, I know that we can talk about it and we can pray about it, and through God, we'll get through it. And for me, I've wanted the woman that's going to support me and be with me no matter what, and that's how she is. And together, we brought forth a son who we made a good impact on, you know, who he's respectable, you know, and people see him and say, he's just such a great child. You guys do a good job, so... But God, man. But God,
Amen.
I think
Amen.
We were truly
Amen.
Brought together. If you know our background, you know, coming from abuse as a child, sexually abused, both of us, you know, mom was on drugs, my mother was a gambler, all the same addiction, being, you know, living with different people, man, but God, you know. And we worked hard. Once our son was born, we both decided to go back to college, to get a college degree, to better ourselves, to make our son's life a little bit better than we had. We knew that that was our obligation, you know, and our commitment to each other and our faithfulness to each other, you know, makes us right. She could have got with somebody else, you know, when we separated for a little while, but we chose to instead talk about it and say, well, this is where we went wrong, And the time we got back together, it made it better. It's like we never left each other, but we made our communication better, and we know how to deal with each other a little bit better. And that's what it's like. A lot of people don't want to put in the work. They look at the product, but they don't look at the process. The process is what makes everything. The journey is what makes everything, you know, doable and deliverable. So, you know, we went through the fire, we went through the storm, we went through the process to get to where we are today. You know, we're now we yes, sir. And it's tearing me up a little bit because I know that, you know, there's people out there that can't have it. But at the first sight of chaos or disagreement,
trouble,
don't be so quick to abandon it. You know, I'm not saying you got to deal with it, but talk about it. And, you know, if you need to talk to somebody else to talk about it, talk to them about it. Look at somebody else's relationship that may be doing good and get advice from them. Don't give up on just as the first sign of trouble, because then you might be losing out on your blessing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, man,
hey, man.
We've been truly blessed, you know, and we're each other's rock. Like, when I get go off into space and get these crazy ideas and saying I'm going to do this, you know, she brings me back down.
She keeps you grounded.
Yeah, then when she gets low at her low point and depressed, I lift her up and bring her up. So we balance each other well. You know, that's
Thank God
is in the midst of all that. That's how I know that, you know, we're meant to be together, because of the simple fact that we know how to work off each other now. We're both on the same page. So I really believe that this 2016 year, God is going to work some amazing things out for us and our life. He's going to catapult us to where we want to be, or where he has for us all along. But because we were on two separate journeys, we didn't want to pray for the same thing. We weren't seeing eye to eye. Now we finally see eye to eye, and we're both praying the same thing. God is going to bless this union. He's going to bless those that are around us, and he's going to just be awesome for us.
Amen. That's a good point.
And thank God for that. I mean, when you begin to share, I'm sorry, Crystal, getting so excited. When you begin to share, you know, about your marriage, and, you know, I want to make sure that people are understanding that through it all, you know, through the mental illness, through the different in and out of incarceration, that God has placed you together with someone that's able to endure. And it just makes me think about my own marriage where, you know, if there's somebody listening, and again, for those that are listening, if you want to ask any questions, just press 1, and we'll definitely attend to those. But, you know, in all, if it's the office of a husband or office of a wife, you know, just be encouraged. As Brother Rob is coming forward, you know, there are going to be obstacles. And Sister Crystal, you were about to say something, praise God?
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to just touch on, I know, Rob, you were saying that you went through a period of being delusional and going through, you know, this whole schizophrenic and being depressed and all those different things that you had to experience. And I just want you to touch on, because I know there's a lot of times you have people in those kind of situations where they are dealing with mental illness and things of that nature, and they continue to do drugs, smoking weed or you know, just drinking alcohol and things of that nature. Can you just touch on that and just explain to the people how important it is not to mix the two or not to do it at all?
Absolutely. And like I said, the doctors, I want to say I was delusional, but to me it was very real. God took me through some stuff. He took me through. He said, you know, in order for you to be born again, you have to go from a babe to an adult again. You have to be reborn and transformed of the mind. So for me to be who I am today, I had to die spiritually and mentally in order to become the father who I am today. So I died spiritually. The old me had to die, and I had to go through hell to get to where I am today, to be able to say, you know what, this is the life that I don't want. So he showed me things in that life that were not right, where it was fearful. You know, this is what this life is about. You're not for that, because I have plucked you out of the world and saved you for myself. I had to die mentally and have my mind reborn again from a baby up until a man, a different man, to be a better man to my wife and a better father to my unborn son that was coming into the world, because I didn't know how to do that on my own, because I never had that. So therefore, I say to those that may be listening or anybody that knows someone that is going through that, when you have someone that experiences a traumatic experience, whether it be witnessing someone get killed, being raped, or being a victim of a crime, robbery, you know, those things, you are traumatically affected. So the mind is very fragile and very, very innocent, just like a baby when they're born. You say, don't touch the soft spot. That's how your brain is. Your brain is like a sponge. So when you experience something like that, it may be God. Not saying that God's going to do something to you wrong. You know, in the Bible it says he won't tempt you, but he will test you. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of times, be careful and mindful of what you pray for. Because if you pray for something, and you're going to get it eventually one way or the other. And it may not be how you thought you were going to get it, but for me, I know he had to take me through that because that's what I prayed for. And I wouldn't wish that I know one, but I'm thankful that it happened to me because it literally reformed me from being a boy to a man. And I went through the hell that I went through, seeing the demons and the souls and the dead people that I've seen, the people that I know. That's showing me that, hey, I got you. This could be you. But no, I save you, my child, and this is what I'm going to carry you through to get you to where I want you to be and get to where you need to be a blessing to yourself, your family, and others.
Amen. And I'm going to jump right in, Brother Rob. I have a question. You know, with all these things that God has done for you and your family, and how you're sharing your testimony, you know, there's somebody out there that is ashamed. You know, the Bible talks about there being no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. You know, and sometimes the things of our past, it tends to try to haunt us. You talked about those spirits that are trying to hold us at bay and it doesn't want us moving into our destiny. Do you have any thoughts that come to mind about when there were times when you thought about where you might have considered? Because truth be told, some of us, even in our present walk, we begin to regress in our mind because, you know, sometimes even with sin, it originates with a thought. So do you remember any times where you found yourself at a weak point? And what were some of the things you were thinking during those times when you found yourself hitting some obstacles?
Oh man, absolutely, Brother Keon. I have experienced that. There's going to be patches where you do experience that, you know, because Satan is relentless. He's not willing to let go and give up. He's going to always tempt you, and he's going to tempt you to do this wrong and to come back to him. There was a time where I wanted to, you know, I didn't have a job. My wife, we were arguing about the finances, and I'd seen some of my old friends that I used to run with went around for a little while, and I could have easily got back into the life. But God will always give you a sign saying, hey, this is not for you. And, you know, I told you this is not what I want for you. So, therefore, it's a certain smell, it's a certain sign, it's a certain behavior that gives you that you don't fit in no more, that you don't belong there. So for me, that was the answer for me. Every time I go, it's like, you know, something happens or certain things are said and certain behaviors like that are portrayed to me that say, you know what, no, I'm better than this, and I get back on track. You know, I remember one time when I first went through it, when I first made my transition back from Los Angeles, California to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, when I was first going through it. You know, I was walking from the bus station here, Greyhound bus station, to my mom's house, and it was a clear, sunny day in October. You know, no rain, no nothing, clear. And, you know, I seen someone that I used to buy drugs from, and, you know, he pulled over and wanted me to get in the car. Nice. As I was walking to his car, the sky just opened up, and big thunder and a lightning strike, and it started pouring, a little bit of rain coming down. I knew that was God to me telling me, don't go backwards. You're not about that no more. So I walked away and kept on my way, and I haven't looked back. You know, people may say you're crazy, you know, you're delusional, but to me, the battle is real. That's how God showed me that he's on my side. So no matter what no one says, you know, like you said, the condemnation, people are going to try to lure you back in. You know, for me, I know it's strong because I know what awaits me if I do go back to life is ultimately going to be death or imprisonment. And God put that fear in me that I don't want that for myself, you know, or my family.
Amen.
So therefore, I won't go back. I can't go back because of that.
Amen.
That's my testimony on that.
Amen. Well, we thank God, and Crystal, I'm just you know, just sitting here taking all this in, and we want to thank God for those that are listening to the Crystal Chanel Show. You can find her on Facebook, Twitter, and all the social networks. And we just thank God for the work that she's doing. And you can call in to the Crystal Chanel Show and press 1 if you have any questions about our guest or any of futuristic things that you might be concerned with. Well, we thank God for our brother Rob at this point, because he's just been able to share so many good nuggets with us about how he's persevering in the Lord. And I want to make sure that everyone that's listening, I know that Brother Rob can concur with this, that if it were not for God, you know, in our lives, on mm-hmm. our side, where would we be? So
where
I just
be?
Thank God for the, yeah, I just thank yeah. God for the hand, because I tell you, all of us have a past. And you know, all
mm-hmm.
of us have things
right.
that we're not so proud of. I don't know about you, Brother Rob or Sister Crystal, but, you know,
say
there
again.
Are things. Jesus. There are things,
my.
hallelujah, that we even struggle with right now.
Absolutely.
That's right.
But God.
That's right.
I'm feeling led in this moment. For those that might be listening, I want to go into prayer really quickly as we address the condemnation that's usually affiliated with coming out of a dark place. Right now, God, we just pray over the airwaves for those that might be listening, oh God, that in your word, oh God, you said that there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. And, Father, we know that there is no way, by no other name, can men be saved. So, Father, we pray for salvation, oh God, for those that might be listening. Father, we pray even now over this station and those that are contemplating, oh God, suicide and those that might be contemplating returning back to the life that they previously lived. But, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over their lives right now. And, Father, we
mm-hmm.
just ask to come in, oh God. Father, we pray that they would accept you into their life. God, if there's someone out there that might be listening that needs to accept you, oh God, that needs to accept the gift that you offer freely to them, salvation, Father, that they would call in, oh God, even now, through the testimonies of our brother Rob, oh God, that they might call in, because we're not doing this, oh God, that we might have a Crystal Chanel show and all of that good, oh God. But, Father, we're praying that men might be saved, that we let our light so shine, that Brother Rob lets his light so shine, that people that don't know you might be drawn unto you. So we seek you now in this hour, O God. We seek you first, the kingdom of God, and all its righteousness. Father, we just pray that salvation would run rampant in every household, O God. Father, we
yes,
pray that everyone that's listening right now, O God, that they would have the boldness and the courage to reach for you. For in your word you say, if you draw nigh to me, then I'll draw nigh to you. And we pray this prayer even now, that there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Oh, man. Woo.
Awesome.
And I do see that we have a caller. Actually, looks like we have two callers that's holding. So let me make sure I get them into the studio, because we have about 12 more minutes, and I want to make sure that we get them in. Caller 4066, you're on the air with Crystal Chanel and Keon Prezi.
Hi, this is Myrene. And my question for Rob would be, was there ever a point in time where you were ashamed to let people know that you had a mental illness?
That's absolutely a good question.
Yeah, absolutely. When it first happened, you know, it was shameful for me. Going, talking to the doctors, going, talking to my wife, and you know, my other people that I used to run with, because you know, it wasn't normal. It was also embarrassing for me, because at that point, early on in the onset, when it first happened, I had to get food stamps. And you know, when you, I don't know if anybody on the line has ever dealt with the government, the county government, when you're working with the city or the state trying to get public help, they look at you, laugh and mock. Then,
mm-hmm.
you know, the doctors all look at you like you're crazy. But to me, it was real. So, yeah, I was embarrassed at first. But you know what? As time went on, I knew that was when I came around and when I was getting better, I knew that it was my mission to share my story, because I was an advocate for myself. And I think a lot of people have to be advocates for themselves, especially when you deal with mental illness. You know, you have to fight, because they don't really want to help you, especially if you're black. You know, they sweep it under the rug and just label you as whatever, you know. But, yeah, I was embarrassed to make your story. Long story short, I was embarrassed, but I came around, and God showed me that I took you through that for a reason, so you can be a voice to help others. So now I wear that badge with honor.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tamaya, did you have another question, or did he answer that okay for you?
He answered it perfectly. Thank you.
Awesome, and thank you so much for calling in, dear.
No problem.
All right, we're going to go to our next caller. Caller 4040, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Yeah.
Caller 4040, you're on the air. All right, I think they just kind of pressed one by accident there. Okay, so, wow, a lot was discussed and a lot was talked about on today. Rob, I just want to say that I'm so proud of you because even though you went through what you went through and you had the experiences that you had, you still accomplished a lot. You accomplished a lot. You got your bachelor's degree, and you said you're currently working on your master's. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. And then also you was featured in the Ebony magazine. That's huge, you guys. Ebony magazine, absolutely huge. Rob has written, oh, my God, how many books have you written, Rob? I got, I don't know how many in my house, but
yeah,
how many total have you written so far?
Four books so far. God is good. God is good. Yeah. Four. God
awesome.
Is good.
And do you want to tell the listening audience about those books? Just tell them the topics and how they could purchase those books on, you know, social media or wherever you have the material to be purchased. Any links or anything like that?
Well, the one that's available right now through all online channels, BarnesandNobles.com preferably, it's called The Epitome of Defeat. And basically that tells the story of my life from childhood up until the point where I did lose my mind and came back. It's a great book. It's the better out of the four, you know, and it's a touching story, and you give you some insight on where to do it. So once again, it's called The Epitome of Defeat. It's available at BarnesandNobles.com. Great story. You won't be disappointed. It keeps you interested. Like I said, my wife Mia said, you know, she read it in one day. She said it kind of reminds her of the Sister Soldier story, the coldest winter ever. And she's not a real avid reader, you know, but and she didn't do it just because of my wife, because she didn't like the other books that I wrote, but she really liked this one. She said this is a keeper. So to get her support on that and her word, her seal of approval, that means a lot, you know. But just everybody that read it, they like it. They said it was great. It leaves you wanting more. So once again, it's The Epitome of Defeat. It's available at BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. You know, you can get it through a Nook or Kindle if you want it, or, you know, you can buy the hard copy, $9.99.
Awesome. And tell them how they can reach you on social media and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook at Rob Johnson, or, you know, my that's the only social media that I have. Or I can get my telephone number directly. It's 414-316-8713. Email jrobertml@gmail.com. Any questions or advice that you need, so if you know someone that's going through a mental illness or struggling, or you just want to talk about it, you're thinking about suicide. Mind you, I beat suicide 3 times, you know, and then it worked. So I know what that's like. I'm glad that demon is gone, you know, finally. So I'm available. You know, my mission is to help any one person a day. If I can make a difference in your life or save you from making a mistake, hey, God use me in a good thing. So call me, you know, if you want to just talk, you want to cry, hey, let it all out. I'll be that ear, and we'll pray together, we'll talk together, and we'll get through it.
Amen. Thank you so much. And I just want to say, you guys, I hope you heard that. He beat suicide 3 times. And that is very, very touching and powerful. And we're going to come back on the air and do another show in regards to suicide, because unfortunately that's been happening a whole lot lately. And it's just amazing. At one point in time, you know, you used to hear them say, you know, African-Americans don't commit suicide. Well, I'm not sure what's happening nowadays, but things are happening and demonic spirits are taking over, you guys. So we have to touch on this issue. Also, just very briefly, we have about 6 minutes left, so I am just wanting to give some announcements and just want to tell you guys to please tune in for tomorrow. I think that's Monday. Yeah, tomorrow, my girlfriend Rachel Miller will be on the air with her show, Straight Talk with Rachel Miller. And that show will be at 5 o'clock on tomorrow. Same call-in number, same information, 347-850-8557. And also, We have January the 16th, and that's Teen Talk, Safety is Better Than Death. Okay, so we're going to touch bases with the teenagers on Teen Talk. So super excited about this Saturday for Teen Talk. Also on, let's see, there's so many shows out there that's going to be coming up, you guys. Also, stay tuned for the Prophetic Moment, and that is with my spiritual mom, Mama Regina Gibbs, and my spiritual sister, Allison McDonald. That's going to be on January the 21st. I'm super excited about all the events and things that's taking place. Also, mark your calendars. I have several events coming up, but one that's very dear to my heart, April the 9th. We're going to be talking about HIV, the real world, okay? That's going to be at Cat's Cafe. The address is 970 Piedmont Ave, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia. Cat's Cafe, April 9th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. We're going to start promptly at 5:30. So those are all the announcements that I have for right now. Brother Keon, I'm going to give the floor back to you when we have four more minutes.
Amen, amen. I just want to make sure I thank Brother Rob Johnson tonight for all that he's poured out, and we pray that the Lord would fill him up again and continue him on the path that he's designed for him. God bless you, Brother Rob, and we pray that the Lord would bless your household. Give your love to your beautiful wife and your child. We'll be continually praying for you. And I just want to thank God for the opportunity to be with you today, Crystal. Thank you for having me ride along with you, brother. It's sure enough appreciative of that. God be the glory.
No problem. And, you're quite welcome. Keon, I don't mean to cut you off, but I really appreciate
sure.
you, and I'm super excited about you being on the show. But I do see another caller. Let me try to get this caller in really quick, okay? Caller 0311, you're on the air.
Hi, everybody. This is Nia. I'm Robert Johnson's wife. Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you doing, dear?
I'm good. This is my first time tuning in, listening. I think the show is awesome. It really caught my attention. My whole undivided attention was just directed towards the whole conversation. And I just want to give praise to my husband one time because, you know, through God, everything is possible. We have been on the journey. It has been a pleasure, and I would do it all over again. The walk
is
well worth it, and we're continuing to prosper and move in a good direction that I think we both can be proud of. And so with that, him being a good dad, a good husband, you know, every day but we came by far a long way. And so I just thank you guys for listening to his story. Please pick up his book. Awesome. Trust me, I'm the type of person, if I don't like it, I'm going to tell you. But that book, The City of Defeat, is very good. So pick the book up, give him feedback, let him know how it is. And I just want to thank you, Crystal, for letting me tune
You're
in
welcome.
This day with peace. And it
You're
was
welcome.
A pleasure meeting you.
And I can't wait to have you on the show, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for tuning in.
All right.
Amen. Well, God bless you, woman of God. And we're about to get close to closing, and we want to make sure we seal everything that has went forth in prayer. Tune in to the Crystal Chanel Show, that the Lord will continue to bless her and all that she's doing. She's a definite gift to the body of Christ. And I just want to give honor to my presiding bishop, pastor, Pastor Jesse Kearney at New Mercies Christian Church.
Yes.
We love you, Jesse Kearney, and all those people that work along with him. Elder Pierce and all those guys over at New Mercies. But we definitely want to thank God again for the opportunity to be in the land of the living, doing what God has called us to do. And as we're closing tonight, tune into the Crystal Chanel Show. Follow her on Facebook. You know, follow her on all the social media sites that she's growing and doing the thing that God is calling her to do. Tune in as she's having different shows and events going on. Follow her, support her, because God is doing an amazing work. We thank God again, and as we close in prayer tonight, we just hope that you got a sense of perseverance through the message that came forth on tonight, that no matter where you are, that God can do an amazing work in you. And we thank you for tuning in, and we'll end this night tonight with prayer. God bless you, and may the peace of God be with you in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you tonight for this show, and we ask that you bless all those that listen.
Father, we pray for the union between Rob and his wife. And, Father, we pray that you would pour out your spirit on all flesh, that people would begin to know who you are, that they would reverence you in their personal lives. And, God, we just pray as we leave this place, but never from your presence, that you be with us, that you lead and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, you guys. And I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. I appreciate your love. I appreciate your support. I'm not able to talk to everybody on a daily basis, but do know that I have you in my spirit and in my heart, and I really love and appreciate you. So just stay tuned for everything that we have going on. Like I said, everything will be posted on social media. You can follow me under Crystal Chanel or the Crystal Chanel Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope, all that good stuff. So you guys, I love you. I thank you so much for your time, and you enjoy your Sunday afternoon. Thank you.
Are you in the market for a complimentary facial treatment, lip treatment, or hand treatment? Then Crystal Chanel can help. If you would like to host a Mary Kay party, or you would just like to purchase something for yourself or someone else, maybe a friend or relative, please visit www.marykay.com/crystaljenkins or call 770-715-7949. That's 770-715-7949 to book your appointment or to place your order today. If your New Year's resolution was to get back in shape this year, well, Lifetime Fitness in Johns Creek can help. So be sure to get your results and call Adam at 678-722-5222. 5912 if you would like a free pass to the gym or would like to get information on how to join this awesome gym. And tell them the Crystal Chanel Show sent you. 11555 Johns Creek Parkway in Johns Creek, Georgia 30097. GPS it and get your information today.